This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
And in the studio, stopping by in his RV, doing a tour of the United States, we have Brian Kluth.
Hey, great to be with you and your listeners. And we want to encourage people today. Hey, if you have a pastor, they need blessing and encouragement. It's been a tough 15, 16 months for pastors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's stressful. Like, you know, what can we do and how can they?
Yeah, and every decision they made, somebody was mad at them. Just didn't matter what decision. Somebody didn't like the decision. So it was tough.
Well, Brian, tell us what you're doing traveling the country in your RV here.
Yeah, we have grant funds. And free materials for churches and Christians. It's called Easy As 1-2-3 to Bless Your Pastor. And when people go to the blessyourpastor.org website, there's a little flyer they can get 50 ways to love your pastor, or bless your pastor and church staff. Not 50 ways to leave your lover, but 50 ways to bless your pastor and church staff. And this is all based on things I experienced as a pastor. I became a pastor at 45 and my church loved me really well. So when churches do this, they get the 50 ways to bless your pastor and staff, share it, take up an appreciation offering, honor them publicly, we will give your pastor a $100 gift card just because your church participated. And this isn't something the pastor can ask for or do. This has to be people, listeners, leaders have to say, hey, I went to the blessyourpastor.org website. I got this free material, and you can just use it to really encourage and love on and bless your pastor and staff.
Of course, October is like Pastor Appreciation Month, but they need appreciation 24/7.
Sooner than later. Yeah, sooner than later. And the 50 Ways talks about that. You know, one way that anybody right now, you can bless your pastor. Here's how to do it. It's really, really simple. You're in the grocery store line. You're in Walmart. You're somewhere like that, checking out, and you see the gift card aisle. You see the little stack of all the gift cards. And they're 10, 15, 20 bucks, 25, 50, whatever. Just grab one of those. Could be a Starbucks card, could be a gas card, could be a Dairy Queen card, could be Olive Garden. Grab one of those cards, put a little note with it, and just say, Pastor, I'm praying for you, appreciate you. That will bless your pastor. I talked to a pastor recently. He did not take his wife out on a date for over a year because they couldn't afford to go to a restaurant. Well, he said, Brian, if I would have just had somebody give me a gift card, that would have made all the difference last year in my life.
Wow. What are some of the ways that we kind of take our pastors for granted and take advantage of them?
Well, I think one of the big things is some people think pastors only work one day a week. Here's the truth. They have morning meetings. They have daytime meetings. They have evening meetings. They're obviously busy on the weekends. Average pastor works 50 to 70 hours a week. The spouse typically adds another 20 to 30 hours a week. So usually in a church, your pastor and the spouse are serving your congregation somewhere, 90 to 100 hours a week, usually poorly paid. Now, are there rich mega church pastors? Sure. But in America, most churches are small. And in those small churches, most pastors, no retirement, no health care benefits, small pay. And so when you do something kind for your pastor, you show love for your pastor, it really lightens the load and it really makes a difference in their life.
And so again, how does your organization help us to bless our pastors? What we need to do?
You simply go to blessyourpastor.org. Just go there and get the free materials. It's just a quick download, and then you pass it on to your church leaders and your church office, and they'll get the ball rolling. So that's how to do it. Just blessyourpastor.org. Get the Easy As 1-2-3 materials, and you're on your way to blessing your pastor, and your pastor get a $100 gift card.
Wow, awesome. At a website again?
Blessyourpastor.org.
All right. And we wrote that down here. So if you didn't get a chance to write it down, just contact us here at the studio and we will get you that number. And looking at First Alliance Church is located at 2201 Monroe Street in Toledo.
Yep. That'd be great.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.